January 25th, 2002. It's the Watt from Pedro Show.
Bang, bang, bang.
Pedro Show, Friday. Brother Matt.
Got a blaster of a day going.
We got some ambient, some ambiance, Pedro style.
The neighborhood soundscape.
Yeah, they're sound blasting next store to us here. And at the Love Grotto on Pleasure Point.
Taking a little of the pleasure out, but still got it going on.
Yeah.
The Wild Kingdom.
Wild Kingdom. Jen came up from San Diego.
Welcome.
She will not say. She's miming.
Undercover.
And Brother Matt's going to have Spin Cycle later.
Cool.
I just played you Big Bang Theory, a B-side from my wrestling record several years ago. I guess there's a version of it floating around the net, but it's only mono. So there you got the stereo thing there. There's Charlie singing. And Jay Maskus on lead guitar. Who was on the drums? God, what was his name? Brock Avery, cap from Boston.
That's really bitching away doing a record. It seems like it'd be fun having like the assorted cast coming in.
The ring?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a trippy record, man. It's like I had 23 different bands.
Wow.
I had a theory. My theory was that if the bass player wrote the songs, then anybody could come in and play. You know, and not really have to know it so much. He could be the glue, put it all together, and the test of the theory was wrestling record. I'm getting ready to make another one. Not a wrestling record, but a that's turning into a not as much an opera as last time, but it is a voyage. It's all related. Maybe I talked about last time the sickness.
Parallel
in the Divine Comedy thing. And, of course, last week we had Steve Perkins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was great.
And we talked about the Banyan record. Mm. Almost done. We'll do a couple gigs. Speaking of gigs,
you're a little deep piazzas, well, huh?
Yeah, I should take care of some business. We started with John Coltrane, of course, with Iris. Like I do every show, John Coltrane. And I'm going to play, I'm going to do some five John and Terry shows. And that's the band I toured with in the fall. Mm. And we're going to open up for Kirk Kirkwood's new band, Ice
cool.
Drift. He's got with Christoph Selich and, by the way, lived in Pedro. And
yeah.
Got people here. And Bud from Sublime on drums. Don't know what they sound like. They just recorded some songs, but no record yet. So, have to give a look-see to what's up.
Yeah, all cool dudes are rock, so something cool is bound to come out.
Yeah. And I didn't see the last version of New Puppets. It didn't have Derek Bostrom on the drums or his brother Chris on bass. So it was like only a unitary.
Yeah, some of those.
Strut.
One of the three kind of like getting like their coasters or something.
Yeah. Guess who featuring the original bass player? Now, the best ad I saw once was the Seeds featuring original bass player. The Seeds never had a bass player, so whatever that was. I guess Sky Saxon played on the records, but like the Doors, right? No bass player. You used to try to get away with that stuff in the old days, huh? Like the organ player would do it with his left hand.
Yeah, or have a little foot stomper.
Joe Carducci's got a label with Billy Stevenson and Descendants in Fort Collins, and Joe sent me a record of a new band they got. Maybe the band ain't new, but the record's new. And it's, Joe Carducci always striving for authentica. So I guess this is what you call alt country. Look at that. It's all marketing crap, you know. Music is notes and rhythms, all right? You know, the clothes. I saw this movie, I saw it when I was younger, but I saw it again the other night, Fellini, called 8 and a Half. It's an intense movie. I fell asleep. Of course, it was too late, you know. I wake up too early. I've seen it before when I was younger, but it's intense the way it was filmed, you know. It was like about 5,000 portraits of women, all different kinds, all different outfits. What is authentic, I guess? Anyway, here's some Drag the River. A lot from Pedro Show. Sorry about that. That's the next song. I couldn't tell what fucking CD it was. Okay, here we go.
wasting when I quench my thirst with her waters. Sweetest thing I have ever tasted. Can't stay clean long. Hope she's not angry anymore. Hope she's not angry anymore.
Let your body go to my voice. relax your mind.
Pedro show. That was a surprise. It was the first time for me hearing that. Frida Rente's new solo record, A Pedro Lady. She had me and Kara play on that song. It's called Hypnotize from her record, Where's My Water? Actually, Dose. We put together a little thing for her and recorded in her house, and then she apparently put singing on it. Lots of singing. Before that, we had songs from the Hotsy Totsy Club. This was a song called Without a Truck. This was a musical this cat, Jeff, wanted me to be part of it, but I didn't have time because of touring. The tour was called... not tour, the musical was called Rock and Roll Root Canal. And it was a pretty intense script. We started off with Joe Carducci's label, owned and operated a band called Drag the River, and a song called Medicine. Now here I'm going to play a song from Tom Watson's band, former band Overpass. Tom's coming out with me and Jer to do those gigs with Chris. Tomorrow night we're going to play a benefit for Mad Dog Carla, who played drums for Leaving Trains and the Controllers. She's got MS, multiple sclerosis, and so everybody's pulling together to do a benefit for her.
Percent?
Mr. T's bowl. And then later tomorrow night we're going to get in the boat and come down to Long Beach to play at DiPiazza's for Josh from Bargain Music's girlfriend's birthday party. We're playing a birthday party. It's at a club. It's a birthday party.
Yeah, a few double whammies lately, huh?
Yeah, they're kind of intense. The last one I did was harder because I had to drive from Highland Park to Hollywood. That was a trippy gig, too, you know. The House of Blues is kind of set up like...
little bluesy.
Whatever, yeah. Not the funnest room to work. And, man, a big gulf between you and the folks you're playing to in a 60-foot roof. And, man, I had to... I went all out. I really tried hard. And it was with Hellride, which is a... Steve Perkins and Peter DiStefano, the guys I played with Porno Pirate. And very difficult for me in a way. It was like pushing a locomotive with Rust wheels, you know. This is hard. I mean, really, and the stage was bigger than a lot of clubs that play. It was so boomy and muddy, and it was just a tough gig.
Yeah, much more space to fill, huh?
No, I'll play anywhere, and they're all learning experiences. But hopefully tomorrow's doubleheader would be better on me.
The Piazza's a cool, cozy little spot.
Yeah, it's like an Italian restaurant. And Mr. T's Bowl, of course, is great. Classic. Oh, yeah, before the Hell Ride gig, I played with Dose, and I sat on my amp. I brought a little amp. Kira says I play too loud, so I brought a very small amp, so I wouldn't bogart. And I sat down so I could play better. You know, with Dose, there's a lot of notes, and there's no hiding. I mean, there's no drums. So I think I did one of my better ones. And we're working on a fourth album.
Oh, cool.
And it's maybe got 18, 19 songs. It's a trippy mood. It'll be much different than the last one. I'm going to play Tom now. Overpass. He had this band with two of the guys he played with in Slovenly. Bobby Holtzman on drums. Who incidentally had George Hurley's Vista Light Minuteman kit. And Scott Ziegler on the bass. Walk from Pedro show.
Okay. fucker out to our Mosquito 8 Street crew from 1980 to 1982. The tired of vicious scam. Like to send this one out to the cadets. Youth crisis, urban assault, distemper, Section 8, moral disrupt, the wrecks, the PCBs, the thrusting squirters. 7 seconds. I hate sports. I ain't watching for my game. Baseball is a fucking lane. It is something off my shit.
Watt from Pedro Show. Now, I just played you the entire This Side from the 7-inch EP of Society Ills. This is something we did about 10 years ago.
can't remember. Around that, Vicky Peterson's house. It's Thurston singing, Dezo on guitar, Dave Markey on the drums, and Watt on baracho bass. They didn't play too well there, but it's kind of a take on the 7 Seconds Skins, Brains, and Guts. If you remember that, and we did all the tunes, obviously interpreted. And the sleeve here, I just got this in the mail from Thurston. And it's a Xerox of the original one with other stuff taped on it over some of the words. Yeah, recorded in early 94, so that makes it 8 years old.
20th century.
Yeah, 20th century. Old school. Before that, well, I should say the names of the songs, huh? That, the last one there was We're Gonna Fight. Before that was I Hate Sports. And before that, Anti-Klan. The first one was This Is My Life. And we start off with Tom Watson's Overpass and Save the Cat.
Shave him.
Yeah. Yeah, he does say shave the cat, though.
He can.
That's kind of strange. Okay, next, Talia came, so we'll have DJ Talia session later, too. For the Matt Spin Cycle. I'm going to play you something now. It's kind of a tribute record to music of Ed Von Essen, a friend of Nels's. Him and his brother and some other cats got together and played some of the late Eric Von Essen's music. This is Love Song for Kersey. Thank you.
An effervescing elephant with tiny eyes and great big trunk. Once whispered to the tiny ear, the ear of one inferior, the by next uni die. Oh yeah, because the tiger would roam. The little one said, oh my goodness, I must stay at home. And every time I hear a growl, I know the tiger's on the prowl. But I'll be really safe, you know, the elephant, he told me so. Everyone was nervy, oh yeah, and the message was spread. The zebra mongoose and the dirty hippopotamus who wallowed in the mud and chewed his spicy hippo plankton food and tended to ignore the word, preferring to survey a herd of stupid water bison. Oh yeah, and all the jungle took fright and ran around for all the day and the night, but all in vain, because you see the tiger came and said, who me? You know I wouldn't hurt not one of you. I much prefer something to chew and you're all too scant. Oh yeah, he ate the elephant.
Pedro show, there's some T-Rex, Truck on Tyke, trippy thing last week. I don't go out much, except maybe to play gigs, but I went to Silver Lake and saw a young man named Roland Boland, who turned out to be Mark Boland's son.
That was just last week, huh?
Yeah. And he came up to me and started talking with me, and I told him about how his father was, T-Rex gig was my first gig ever when I was 14, Long Beach Auditorium, and he told him about going to the tree where his father was killed, you know. He told me it's a permanent memorial now, and putting a poster Mark Boland on my wall. He's the first rock and roll guy I had on my wall. My first rock hero.
I mean, I like John Fogerty a lot, too. And it was easier to dress like John Fogerty than Mark Bowen. Wearing a boa in school would have been.
Yeah, dressing like a T-Rex and Pedro wouldn't have gone over too well.
Especially in those days. Before that, we had Sid Barrett do an elephant something from the BBC thing he did. I think it was the first song he ever wrote. And we started off with Nels Klein. Actually, it's a bunch of guys. It's Nels Klein, his brother Alex, Alan Broadbent, Peter Erskine, and Alan Pasqua. And a song for Percy. Music from Eric Von Essen. I'm going to go on tour again April 2nd to June 1st. That's going to be 60 gigs in 61 days. And on probably the first leg of the tour, I'm going to bring this band with me from Cleveland, Cobra Verde.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show. Some Clawhammer with the Day It Rained Pigeon shit.
I hate that.
Yeah. Before that was the Jesus Lizard with Good Riddance. And we started with Copa Verde, Don't Burden Me With Dreams. Coming on the end of the first hour.
2 minute warning.
Of the Walk for Pedro Show. Still got the sandblasting.
Yeah, they'll blasting. Take a break.
Yeah, he's got... They're going. We're doing an afternoon run here. It's 2:30 Pedro time.
Friday should be quitting time soon for
yeah,
those
on
guys.
A Friday, and these guys are going for it.
Getting their money's worth.
I guess they're putting new texture on
yeah,
the apartment.
Old little sandbox courtyard pads next yeah. door, getting a little facelift.
Stuckified. It's actually yeah. an old pad.
Yeah, really cool little like bachelor pad units.
Yeah,
studio setup.
But they want to modernize it with some pink gut.
Chic little Gumby look.
And, of course, there's a toll that must be paid. And we're paying it right now in decibels. I mean, this thing does not quit. It just blasts.
Yeah,
and blasts. A little
texture to the soundscape.
yeah, pretty intense. Let's see. What do I have coming up? Well, yeah, I got those 5 gigs with John and Terry, and then I do a another Hell Ride gig with Peter and Perkins. 14 Below next Friday. And, I'm going to be doing the All Tomorrow's Party in March, the thing that Sonics are curating at UCLA, and I'm playing with Thurston and Jay, along with Ron and Scott Ashton, doing a bunch of Stevie stories. And, well, next hour, I'm going to play you some Wild Rats, Blowout, Funhouse, tape. And then we'll have Brother Matt Fisak.
Cool. Is it?
Coming at the end right now, January 25th, 2002, first hour, Watt for Pedro Show. Hang on for hour two. January 25th, 2002, it's hour two of the Watt from Pedro Show. We'll be right back. Watt from Pedro Show. You got Wild Rats there with their take on Funhouse. Wild Rats with Mark Arms singing. And Thurston Don Fleming on Thurston Moore, I should say. Although, is there another one? Thurston Howell. And those guys on guitars, and Steve Shelley on the drums, and I played the bass. And I think, I don't know who played the sax. You know, this is like going on 5 years now, and the record's still not out. But we're working on it, trying to get it out this summer. Now I'm very proud to say it's time for another installment of the Brother Matt Spin Cycle.
Requiem eterna donna eis domine, et lux perpetua lucia Deis, sedete hymnus Deus in Sion, et tibi redetur votum in Jerusalem.
Requiem eterna donna eis domine, et lux perpetua lucia Deis, sedete hymnus Deus in Sion, et tibi redetur votum in Jerusalem.
Requiem eterna donna eis domine, et lux perpetua lucia Deis, sedete hymnus Deus in Sion, et tibi redetur votum in Jerusalem. Exaudi orationem meam, ante omnis caro veniet. Requiem eternam nona eis domina, et lux perpetua lucea Deis.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Brother Matt. Another installment of the Spin Cycle. That was great. Trippy vibe.
Yes, yeah, and blast.
It's and blast. Pedro. Induced.
Your brain, Sandy.
But it was very much been. Okay, here, some more Pedro. Former resident. Mr. Charles Bukowski, Watt from Pedro Show.
This is Charles Bukowski reading poetry. When all the animals lie down. Got it right, Gus? Gus had this rag around his head and was digging at the dirt. He'd been digging 15 minutes. I'm getting it, said Gus. We were sitting on the side of a hill watching the 5:30 p.m. traffic on the Pasadena Freeway. Gus was trying to get those round spots in the ground for hip and shoulder. What do you guys do when it rains? I asked. Well, we got a sheet or two of plywood in the brush, said Larry. Either that or we go to the mission. Gus tried the holes. They were all right. Then he came over and sat with us. We watched the cars on the freeway. They barely moved. I'm sure sorry for those bastards, said Gus. All around us was grass and trees and brush. A white cat ran by. We sat there smoking our rolled cigarettes. By the time those bastards got home, we'd be asleep. Winter comes in a lot of places in August.
Hollywood tall. In my C Street dreams, my metro starts and sprints. Avalon. We're just two ways. Paul keeps late. 2:32 is late. There are no parades. But the Don Hotel stands higher than the catalytic cracking tower. And that's just everyone holds in Wilmington. That's just everyone holds. Where the heart beats in Harbor, Figaro was born to the first son Banning, who gave up the land deeds. Where the mothers in canneries, fathers refineries, where the sailors pawn her sexes to the next ship comes. Always does, cause everything, everyone, return to Weemont. Don't go to the north side to hunt the bottles unless you know Dago. Don't deliver your papers there, cause they'll never pay you there. Anyway, the dogs run free, the bad kids are tied to porches, but no one gets hurt who's not where they don't belong. And the east siders and the west siders wear this and face off on Avalon. Where Jack still waits, Paul Urias keeps faith. The 2:32 is late, there are no parades. Of the Wilmington Cemetery.
Pedro Show, that was Melvin's doing Germ's song Lexicon Devil. Before that, this is Wilmington off the new Sacklin Trust album. Before that, Years of Days with Clockhammer. Hey Matt, hope you get better. And right after Matt, Brother Matt's spin cycle, we had When All the Animals Lie Down with Charles Bukowski. Almost started the next poem, but correcting my error. Finishing up now on second hour of Watson Pedro Show, January 25, 2002. Hold tight for hour three. January 25th, 2002. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro show. Okay, that was John Fahey with, was it Summer Cat at My Door? And now it's time, first time in a while, DJ Talia, Watt from Pedro Show. Thank you.
Thank you. Color your thoughts now. it's all about. What it's all about.
a change. See the look I've had can make a good man turn bad. So please, 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 let me get what I want this time. Haven't had a dream in a long time. See, the life I've had can make a good man bad. So, for once in my life, let me.
I'm your man. Since age 10, women can do bad, but they live for themselves. I'll do for you. It's so good that, oh no, yeah, I'm your man.
Watt from Pedro show with some Metallo Bane, French punk band from the 70s.
Bada bing.
Bada bing. Thank you, brother man. Thank you, DJ Talia, for your session.
Thank you.
Before that, we had Albert Eiler with Old Man River. And I came back with Richard Hell, I'm Your Man, but there's a weird pressing.
It's a wobbler.
Yeah, not on center. So
Doppler effect.
Very original. Okay, I'm going to play you some Hero Noodles, a cat from Athens, Georgia, Watt from Pedro show.
You related me. Try.
Watt for Pedro show. That was Urinals. I'm a Bug. From their first record. No, their second record, I'm sorry. And before that, The Fall with How I Wrote Elastic Man. Carnage Asada before that with Take Two and Call the Doctor. Started that little thing with Perfect Swirl by Hero Noodles. Coming to the close of another Watt from Pedro show. January 25, 2002. I want to thank Brother Matt.
Thank you.
For essential assistance and your spin cycle. DJ Kaya for your session. Jan for coming up from San Diego and being voiceless. Commentless. And we'll be back next week, maybe with Nels.
Cool.
Special guestie, Ronimo. Until then, it's Watt. Wild Kingdom Radio, live at the Love Grotto on the Pleasure Point in Pedro. Telling you all to keep your powder dry.
Cool.